feel like in our culture, a lot of the time there's a set of directions toward which you're supposed to be going. All my life I've heard that there is an age when I should start to look for a husband, and there's an age when I should have children before it's too late. When a coworker found out that I wasn't planning on marrying or moving in with my boyfriend, she said, why are you wasting your time? Said I'm not interested in having children, and I'm not interested in getting married, and I'm not interested in cohabitating with anybody. There's a very strongly imposed feeling of rush, hurry, and then propriety. You have to go towards this particular goal in order to be accepted. You're just programmed. Jealousy made me happy because it proved that my boyfriend loved me enough to not want to share me with anybody. That's what I had to get over. A concept that's new to me is jealous does not equal I love you more.
Right. I had an ex-girlfriend years ago who, it drove her crazy. She wanted me to be jealous because she thought that meant I felt something for her. Like, you should be jealous. Do you not care? And I'm like, of course I care. I love you very much. I actually faked it a couple times. Like, I faked being jealous. This guy would talk to her. I'd be like, who was that? She goes, wouldn't you like to know? You know.
She's so very happy.
It made her happy.
Yeah. Took a really long time to get over the concept that jealousy equals more love.
Yeah.
Jealousy is fear and dependency and anxiety and fear of loss. It's a lack mentality. As soon as you start to feel there's limited resources, you cling to the stuff that you have.
And you defend it.
Yeah, but if you believe that the world is full of possibilities for love and connection and excitement and all of these things, that fear ebbs away a little bit and you're able to expand the way you live. I'm still working on it.
I'd finish up the tape.
Okay, I'm gonna just pause for a minute. I'm gonna stop it.